This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So I don't even know what I was doing Saturday night to get a text from Fred because we texted about sports and
How about Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you, Kenny. He says, are you watching USA-Canada three fights in the opening 9 seconds? And I missed that, but I have seen some of the highlights. Frank Cusimano from KSDK is here. Well, boy, a little tension there between our neighbor, our 51st state, as Trump calls it. Right, Frank? How are you this afternoon?
Yes. And make no mistakes, Mark, that President Trump has had something to do with the amount of interest in this USA against Canada final coming up on Thursday night. In fact, Bill Guerin, who is the general manager for Team USA Hockey, has said today on Fox News that he welcomes the president to come into the locker room before the game to fire up the troops. And then if you give Trump an assist, I think you have to give the goals to the Tkachuk boys.
Yes.
You know, the guys who grew up on Mosley Road, the pride of Chaminade, for their display, because they were involved in two of the three fights. And Matthew has been a big proponent of the United States, and he loves Trump. And, you know, there's a lot of political flavor to this whole rivalry. There's no doubt about it.
Can you, for me, back up just a little bit? Because this is just a little foreign to me with the four nations. So how did we get to the point we're at right now? Is that the championship game then on Thursday?
Yes. And basically, the four nations face-off is a way of the NHL getting out of playing that ridiculous All-Star game.
Right.
You know, because like, it's like the NBA game that nobody cares about, the Pro Bowl, which they had to change and made it even more dumb. But this is the most passionate thing ever. I mean, think about it. You had a 4.4 rating on ESPN. It was the highest rated non-Stanley Cup game in 6 years. I think it could get to 7 or 8 million on Thursday night.
Well, if Trump gets involved, maybe even higher than that, because you'll have people, yeah, more casual people. That'll be very interesting. So what time is that game on Thursday?
7 o'clock, okay, on Thursday night in Boston. Ironically, the home of Keith Tkachuk and where his mom and dad and where the Tkachuks spend a lot of time in the summer. So you talk about an ovation, and there will be no booing the national anthem that night.
Yeah, I guess you can see it just for, passing this along to the audience, ESPN, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus, too. So if you have that, you can watch that. All right, my Tigers beat Georgia. I was a little worried about, you know, pooping the bed on a game that they should have won, but they handled them pretty effectively over the weekend. And they got a big game tomorrow night at Mizzou Arena, Frank, don't you?
Yeah, you have Alabama, who was in the game for a long time, or made a nice run against Auburn, but ended up losing. So, boy, every one of these Mizzou games, it's all about one word: seeding. Because if you start, you know, beating like top fives and top tens, I mean, you never know. I mean, Mizzou could end up being like a 3 or 4 seed before it's all said and done.
It's not out of the question. I was looking at the schedule. So they got 6 games remaining, including a couple of tough games on the road. Let's say that they win 4 of the 6. Then they head into the, the tournament in Nashville, likely with the double bye. Maybe they only need to win 1 there, but you're right. I don't think a 4 seed is completely out of the question unless you lose, like, you know, 3 out of 6 or something like that. That's going to definitely hurt them, Frank.
Yeah. And Mark, here's the thing, too, is every time I watch them, I think to myself, they are not the type of team that all of a sudden, when they get on the big stage of the NCAA tournament, that's going to get rattled. You know why? Because they have a plethora of players, 22 to 24, who all have 1,000 points on their resume. You know, the Perkinses, the Bateses, the Grills. They just got a bunch of guys who've done doing it for so long that I don't think they're going to have this one-and-done thing that Mizzou sometimes does in the NCAA tournament.
Man, you hope not, because we've been there for too many of those, and certainly I have lots of PTSD over Norfolk State. But one of the things I've said about this team the whole season, you know, this goes back to even December, they're not intimidated. You could see. Now, they've had some games where they've been sloppy. I can certainly hope that Dennis Gates is locking them in a gym and making sure they can't leave until they hit 50 free throws in a row, and of course, Josh Gray would be there for the end of time, but they're not intimidated by their team. So I like what you just said there, because I think on that bigger stage, they still think they have something to prove.
And do you remember that the Norfolk State team? I know you have PTSD about it, but let me throw this at you. That team had this, what they called that special moment in time of making that extra pass. I mean, they were a beautiful team to watch despite that one terrible afternoon in Nebraska. They won 31 games, I believe. But this team has that really cool chemistry. I know this seems kind of like trivial, but like after every game, the SEC network tries to interview one guy. Well, they never get one guy. They get the whole team. And then they do some kind of fun celebration afterwards with all 12 of them. I mean, they really have everything going for them.
They're having a lot of fun. And the fun factor, look, we see this with the Cardinals. Let me segue into one spring training question. When the Cardinals look like they're having fun, they're usually playing pretty well and winning. So where are we with spring training right now? Nolan Arenado settling in as the current third baseman, right?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, I don't know what it does to the progress of Nolan Gorman, because Brendan Donovan has to play every day. So that means Donovan is your second baseman. They are reluctant to play Lars Nootbaar in center, so he's in left. So you'll have that Ciani and Victor Scott platoon so far in center. And so that's part-time at-bats for Nolan Gorman, who you really wanted to find out about. I mean, let's remember, he was 23 years old a couple of years ago, and he hit 27 home runs. He has incredible power. And if he can just figure out this not striking out so much, where he struck out 37% of the time, which I believe is the most in Cardinal history for a guy with over 4 at-bats, I just want him to get at-bats. We need to find out about he and Jordan Walker more than anything.
Well, how do you think Arenado's, you know, obviously he's going to be a pro. We talked about this on Friday a little bit, but it's got to be weird, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and he handled it really well on Sunday in his scrum with the media. And, you know, if he was honest, too, he said, look, I'd love to have the team buying in and us going for it, but I know this is a business, and that's not the business they want to do right now. So, but I'm sure, you know, he looked like he was in really good shape. I don't know if he's even too thin, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has a fine season.
Well, look, expectations are so low that my prediction at this point would be, watch, they'll do something that'll shock us. I'm not saying they're going to go to the World Series, but maybe they'll be a little better than we thought, just because, who knows, sports works in weird ways sometimes, Frank. We'll talk on Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. I appreciate it.
Sounds good, Mark.
All right, take care. A little makeup date from yesterday, because we had the holiday off. Frank Cusimano from KSDK, who joins us on a Monday and a Friday. Yeah, I don't know what to expect, but I guess the good news would be that anything could make them look better than we
exactly
think they might be. By the way, I sent this to, you know, we have this text string with my friend Joe Arnold and Scott Jennings, and I sent this to him today because I saw this on MLB on their X account. There was a game over the weekend between, this really happened, between Rhode Island and William & Mary. You know what the finals, this is a baseball game. The final score was Rhode Island 36.
What?
William and Mary 22. Yeah, it was 36-22.
Wow.
Apparently they need some pitchers on both those teams, but wow. That's a lot of scoring. All right, we have coming up after the top of the hour, Peter Zane from Real Clear Politics talking some Doge. It's all coming up, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.